I am often run into by some authors out there that, you know, they think, well, should I self-publish or should I go with a traditional publisher? And listen, there's no real wrong answer. Really, the question you have to ask is going to be which one requires the most work, which is the one that you're willing to put the most work into or the least work into. And believe it or not, both of those do require a certain sense of responsibility and duties that you have to do as an author. So we're going to talk about that in today's podcast. So make sure that you stay tuned.
Learn how to publish profitable books and build an unstoppable author brand with indie author and self-publishing coach, Dale L. Roberts. This is the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast.
I want to give a big shout out to our sponsors, Thinkific. If you want to turn your book into a course, you can do it through Thinkific. Start with 30 days free when you visit dalelinks.com/thinkific. Again, that's dalelinks.com/thinkific, and I'll leave that in the show notes. So here we are. I've talked about self-publishing versus traditional publishing. And fun fact, anytime I'm researching some of these ideas, I go through things like YouTube or Google, and I try to find something that's popular and something that people are looking for. And then I have everybody vote for it over in my YouTube community tab. This one seems really silly, and you're probably even reading it going, should I self-publish or traditional publisher? Yeah, people are looking for this, looking for that exact word, that verbiage. So just so like I'm not getting crucified by a lot of grammar writers out there, or lack of better terms, grammar police out there, I just want to let you know, should I self-publish or traditional publisher? That is something that's searched for. Don't blame me. Blame the rest of the world that's looking this up. And, you know, I've always had my stance when it comes to self-publishing or traditional publishing. And if I were ever given the opportunity for a trade published deal, it's not like I'm going to turn it down. I have always been the person that says, you know, look, let's do self-publishing. And I want to continue to kind of encourage everybody to do that. But we need to understand that, you know, it's apples and oranges here, folks. Both of them require work. So that's the problem. There's a lot of myths about traditional publishing and about self-publishing that are just kind of circulating about. And I want to kind of just get some critical thinking here for you as you're listening to this, wherever you're going. Think about some of these five little things that you should consider when you're going for self-publishing or you're doing traditional publishing. And so we're gonna go ahead and take it just one at a time. So first off, number one, marketing and promotion. Okay, listen, folks. I'm a self-published author. I've read a lot, and I've even listened to a lot, and I've even watched a lot about people that have been traditionally published. And folks, reality check. Marketing and promotion is not easy on either one of those ends. And unless you have a massive, I mean, a gigantic following, don't expect for your traditional publishing house to take care of the marketing promotion for you. They might do a little bit right out the gate, but beyond that, it's still your responsibility to go out and market and promote. And you're going to probably have to invest your own money into it, both avenues. Now, you're probably going, oh, well, I'll work it out. Well, I'll work out a deal like this. Okay. Fun fact, good friend of mine, of Kelly's and mine, Evan Carmichael, look him up. He's got about 2 million subscribers on YouTube. Huge. He has a traditional publishing deal, and he also self-publishes other books. He just got done publishing, or he's getting ready to publish a new book here. And, he, you know, I'll tell you, I looked at his stats on his books, and I've looked everywhere for promotion outside of what he's doing, and there's nothing there. And it's no slight on them. And by the way, if they happen to be listening to this, Evan did not tell me any of this. He did not represent this. But, you know, I don't see very much marketing and promotion on their part. They're relying on him to do all the heavy lifting. They look at him and they go, hey, he's got 2 million subscribers. He'll handle all that. And so that's the thing. A lot of people are like, I don't like marketing and promotion, so I'm going to become a traditionally published author. It's still going to require that you market and promote it, and you're probably going to have to invest in it. It's the facts here, folks. So just don't think that when you go get a trade published deal that you're going to magically have a marketing and promotion budget at your disposal. You're still going to have to handle it, right? Number two, you got self-publishing versus traditional publishing. You can either A, do more content, or B, you're going to have to search for an agent or spend time perfecting a book. So first of all, there's that one barrier of entry, getting an agent. Because if you think that you're going to be able to approach all these traditional publishing houses with all of that stuff, I got bad news for you. You're probably going to end up underneath a pile of other people that are sending in their manuscripts. You're going to need probably a good agent that's going to represent you, and they know the right people, and they are able to network for them. And also, here's the thing, is you're an author, spend time writing books and let the agent do all the work. But here's the stark reality of this here is, folks, you're going to probably have to pay for the agent, or they're going to take a percentage of your earnings, or something of both of those things. And once you get past that barrier of entry, remember, when you get a traditional publishing deal, they're going to spend months upon months. And I've even known some people it's taken years to perfect that one book. Whereas during all that time you were searching for an agent and perfecting that book, you could have already been creating other manuscripts. Now, I'm not telling you to put out hammered garbage onto the market, but the thing is, you can do it much quicker if you were to do it on your own, because you only have to answer to you and your audience. So there's something to kind of think about, but one of the things is both are going to require work, and I'm just going to kind of lean a little bit more in favor of self-publishing this time, because you're going to be able to place your own content. You're going to be able to manage your own assets. Whereas when you go to look for an agent and you finally get an agent and you get a deal, then you're going to have to perfect that book. It's going to require a ton of work when it's all said and done. You could have already been pumping out more content. And that's the name of the game here these days, folks, is how much content are you going to be able to do? What kind of disruption can you create in the marketplace that'll get the readers invested in what you have to offer? All right, so here we go. Next one, number three. You can either grow your following or you can grow their following. Now, you're probably confused. You're going, wait a second. Isn't it the same? Yes and no. You're going to have to grow your following at either ends of the spectrum. You're going to have to spend that time learning that process. So if you're growing your following, you're going to have to do it on both of them. But here's the scary thing is, since they're fulfilling all your print runs, since they're the ones putting out the content and they're editing it and they're formatting it, chances are very likely you're not going to be able to have an email list. If there is an email list, it's probably going to be their email list. So your readers turns into your publishing house's readers. So you're kind of out of control on this one. You really going to have to trust that they're going to get your back at every step of the way. And let's just say something really scary could happen. Let's say you sign a publishing deal, maybe with a small publishing house or maybe even a large publishing house, and they go bankrupt. There goes everything. Now, maybe the rights will default back to you. We'll just give it to you on that. But what's the likelihood that they're going to say, well, here's our entire email list, much less have an email list for you to utilize? That's the really scary thing. And you're still going to have to grow your following at the end of the day. So just as I was sharing with Evan Carmichael, he built those 2 million followers. His traditional publishing house didn't do that. He did that. He grinded it out. He did it one subscriber at a time, and he grew that brick by brick and just built that massive brand for himself. You're going to need to do the same thing. So which is going to require more work? Again, I'm going to lean more towards self-publishing being the path of least resistance, because you're going to have to grow your following and you're going to potentially have to get it to where, possibly they're going to give you their following. They're going to allow you keys to the kingdom. All right, next one. Invest in yourself or invest in them. So when I say invest in yourself, we can already say it's self-publishing, you're going to have to pay for everything. I mean, unless you get it crowdsourced, like doing a Kickstarter campaign. I know Naomi Van Doren, she was a interview guest about a couple years ago, and she has done nothing but Kickstarter campaigns for her art books that she puts out. She never fulfills it through Amazon, and her fans cover that for her. And then if you look over at, say, a trade published deal, you're going to have to invest in them. You're probably scratching your head. No, that's not how it works, Dale. Actually, in some instances, you do have to invest in them. And that is, some will give you an advance. Now, a lot of people go buck wild when they get the advance. They're like, yeah, I'm going to get myself $10,000 for my advance. Life is good. Bad news. If things go south, and you don't sell the number of books that they had really anticipated to recoup that $10,000 advance or whatever your advance might be, you gotta pay it back. Yeah, that's scary, right? You gotta pay it back. Now, I'm sure there might be some exceptions to the rule, but in most instances, an advance means it's kind of like getting an advance payday. Here you go, we're going to give this to you in advance so that way you can work on your book and we can get things going. That way you're not going, you know, hungry, or you're not producing good content because you can't pay the bills because you're going to a 9-to-5 job. So, yeah, you're kind of investing in them. So which is going to require more work? I'm actually going to have to lean in favor of traditional publishing because at least it frees you up to do the thing that you love to do most, which is writing. So the one that requires more work? Self-publishing. Quite frankly, you're going to have to invest a lot in yourself, and you're going to have to figure out what you need to do to get your cover design taken care of, to hire that editor, to get the formatter, to get out the marketing and promotion. There's a ton of investment. And I know I said, you know, marketing promotion is done over in trade publishing as well, but I want to kind of throw that other into investing yourself. So before we get into the other last point here, I want to kind of point out to you that every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Daytime and every Saturday at 12 p.m. Eastern Daytime, we're actually going to be going live on YouTube. This is twice a week live broadcast. You can join me at dalelinks.com/live on those days of the week. And also join me every Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern Daytime on twitch.tv/self-publish. Twitch is a fun little place. In fact, I'm recording this podcast right now as we speak on Twitch. You can actually get a behind the scenes look at things, get to talk with some people. And you can either A, follow me on self-publish over on Twitch. And that doesn't cost a dime. It's kind of like subscribing on YouTube, but there's also a subscribe feature. Are you confused yet? You can subscribe for free with your Amazon Prime. And we actually show that at dalelinks.com/Twitch Prime, how you're able to attach your Amazon Prime account to Twitch so you can subscribe. It's a nice way to kind of support and give back to the cause. And if you're not really familiar with Twitch, go on over to dalelinks.com/Twitch101 so you can learn how to navigate and how to use Twitch properly. All right, let's get to that last point. Self-publishing versus traditional publishing, number 5, your rights or their rights. Ooh, man, you put all of that time, energy, and effort into this work. And whether you're self-publishing or traditionally publishing it, it's your baby. But it's almost like being a surrogate in that you're going to make this thing. You're going to create it. You're going to put time, energy, and efforts into it. And at the end of the day, that child that you made, sometimes we call it a child, is going to go over to the traditional publisher. It's theirs. It's their property. It's what they're hiring you for. It's what you're on the contract for. And in the event, for some reason, things go south with you and the traditional publisher, you're SOL. They own the rights, and maybe they have some type of an opt-out, some type of an agreement inside your contract. And I would recommend, before you do sign a contract, get a good lawyer, so that way you know exactly what you're getting into. So with self-publishing, the rights are all yours. You can do whatever you want to with it. You can delist it if you want to. You can create an abridged version. You can have the unabridged version. There's so many things you can do. You can go and, say, get it published in different languages. You own the rights. You can do that. But with the traditional publishing deal, yikes, you don't have that. But is that a good thing, maybe? because it's one less thing for you to have to worry about. So which one requires more work on this one? Well, when you own the rights, it's going to require some more work. Traditional publishing, it's like, hey, I want to go translate this language. They're going to be like, tough. You're not going to do that because we own the rights to that content. So those were five things, talking about marketing and promotion, more content or searching for an agent, perfecting a book, grow your following versus growing their following, invest in yourself versus investing in them, and then last but not least, your rights versus their rights. You know, listen, folks, both require the same amount of energy and time, and you're still going to have to climb a mountain. Just the mountains are going to be on different terrains, you know, they're different mountains, not going to be the same mountain at all. Self-publishing, you can go at your own pace. You can take your time. You can speed up if you want. You can reach out to people in your network, help, have them help you grow this and market it. And then there's traditional publishing in that you got to go at their pace. That's even if you land an agent, because there are some agents that won't work with you. Maybe you've got the wrong type of niche. Maybe your manuscript isn't as polished as you think, and you're getting turned down by agents that could get you into a traditional publishing deal. I just want to kind of give you the reality of things. It's really tempering your expectations with reality. That's really what you need to do when it comes to this whole business of being a writer. So as we start to wrap things up, I want to just let you know, hey, listen, I'm on a lot of different platforms. In fact, I am on podcasting on SoundCloud, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Google Play Music, Buzzsprout, Messy, Podomatic, Spreaker, CastBox, Podbean, and of course, Apple Podcasts. Do me a huge favor, whatever the platform is, subscribe or follow me on your preferred podcasting platform and just leave a review. That would be 100% tremendous of you, and I'll give you a virtual banana sticker. In the meantime, this has been Self-Publishing with Dale, and I will talk to you soon.
You've been listening to the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast. Visit us at selfpublishingwithdale.com for more information on how you can level up your publishing business. Also, get a rock-solid action plan for your next book launch when you sign up for our email newsletter at selfpublishingwithdale.com/checklist. If you enjoyed the show, please consider leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. We'll see you next time.